The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it.
I don't know if you know this, but ADHD is actually on the rise. It is on the rise.
Unfortunately?
Yes. You know why? Using a cell phone for just 2 hours a day will raise ADHD risk by 10%.
What?
Yes.
So that's all of us.
I get my report and it's like you were on your phone the whole week, 23 hours a day.
That's it. Researchers say that social media is the worst for ADHD.
I don't believe that.
Well, because you know what? You're scrolling.
Squirrel, scrolling shiny things.
Yes, exactly. You know, I've never been diagnosed with ADHD, but I totally have it.
You self-diagnosed.
Oh, of course. I mean, no, we'll be in a meeting and I'll be like, okay, so, oh, wait, let's go over here. But it also reminds me, you know, what happens when you leave your ADHD medication in your Ford Fiesta?
I don't know.
It turns into a Ford Focus.
This is a true story. I have a coworker came into the studio at my day job and said, I have ADD. Can I just hang with you guys? And we're like, what are you talking about? He's like, I have attention deficit disorder because I'm lonely. He thought ADD meant he had a deficit of attention.
Oh, no.
This is a that's human 40-year-old man.
Yes. We need to get that guy on the internet more.
We're getting lots of attention.
He's qualified to work for us.
He has a disability, has ADD, so you'll get some sort of benefit by hiring him.
Hey, on that happy note, welcome to Kim Commando today. And if you're watching us on YouTube, Twitch, we got another viewer on Twitch, Joanne. Joanne, welcome.
We got Bob and Joanne on Twitch?
We have two Twitch viewers.
Do you think it's Bob's wife?
Yeah, he probably.
Oh, you know, you had to spoil it for me. Here I was getting all excited, all right?
Hey, two viewers is two viewers. Okay. I don't care. It doesn't matter if they share a bed.
So wherever you're watching, make sure that you hit that big old share button and tell at least one person about Kim Commando today. And now if you're listening and you're more of a visual person, well, you can see us actually do this podcast every single day. That's 10:30 a.m. Pacific, 1:30 p.m. on the East Coast. And just wanted to remind you that we're giving away a $1,000 PC and you can enter to win right now over at commando.com/win. That's commando.com/win. Because after all, I'm Kim Commando, America's digital goddess here with you once again. And joining me today is the Total A-Team. Yes.
Welcome back, Allie.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Of course, Allie Seligman. She's our amazing content queen. Allie, what do you have for us?
Oh, we're playing one of my favorite games. It's called Guess the Clickbait.
Ooh, I love that.
It's all so of fun. Them? No, I'm going to read some great headlines.
Okay.
And you're going to guess what the heck they're about.
This will be fun.
Yeah, it's great.
It is fun. What do you got, Andrew?
Hashtag robots so white. There is a professor who's complaining that robots are too white.
Okay. Never thought that was an issue, but I can understand it.
It definitely is.
Okay,
so I'm going to kick things off with five things that you need to know about tech.
Okay.
It's happening right now. Okay, so here's what's going on. We all know about the tech support scams, okay? Well, there's a new twist to it. So you may go online, and then it comes up and it says, your Windows is running too slow. Can you give us a call? You know, give us a call for help. We can go in and we can totally speed that up for you. So instead of just asking for gift cards now, the scammers will say, do you have any precious metals?
What am I supposed to mail them to?
No, they send Uber to come pick them up or some other delivery service.
Wow. Okay, good to know for my stack of gold bars.
Did you see that guy who got the robocall from AI, the video that went viral?
No.
He got a robocall from AI. It was trying to sell him something. He said he wasn't interested. He didn't want to sell his house, didn't want to buy a house. And they're like, is there anything else that I can help you with? And he thought, is this like an AI or is this just a robocall? So he said, can you write me a report at the 10th grade level about World War I? And the voice came back like, in World War 1960.
Oh.
And it did. So then he got recipes for brownies. He got tips. Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Yes. Oh, just I love that.
Because it was just a general AI program that was trained to talk to him about buying the house. But once you threw it off track, it just answered any question he asked.
That's awesome. Beautiful.
It was really cool.
That's great.
Good for him.
Netflix, you know, when they said either pay up, we're not going to let you share passwords mm-hmm. anymore. You know, they got 13 million new subscribers.
It worked.
Yes. Yeah. So their revenue is off the roof. So now Google has been telling people like, you know, you better get into your unused accounts or else we're going to delete them.
Right.
Well, people are getting into their unused accounts and guess what? They're realizing that they're taking up a lot of storage space. And so now Google is making so much money by people now paying for storage. Their profits surge nearly 100 million paid storage users.
No kidding.
Right now.
Whoever came up with that idea should get some sort of bonus.
They should. They should. Speaking of Netflix, I got this note from Robert in San Diego. This is so funny. Kim, love the video pod. You guys are great. But I have to tell you something. My wife is like Netflix. She has regional content that I don't have access to.
Any, you should hire him as your joke writer. That's fabulous.
He says, any ideas to help me out?
A VPN.
Yes. A VPN works all the time. Works all the time. Now, this is actually, next one's a sad story. This 61-year-old guy gets arrested in Houston, Texas, because they tell him that he has stolen about $22,000 worth of goods from Macy's and the Sunglass Hut.
Okay.
And he's like, well, I wasn't even in Texas when this happened. I was in California. And the cops are like, no, 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 no. We saw you on Macy's and Sunglass Hut's facial recognition cameras. And we know that it's you. And he's like, no, it wasn't me. I was in California. You're like, yeah, 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 whatever. They throw him in jail. He gets gang raped.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I was not expecting that turn.
Okay.
No.
And so then his lawyer proves that he's in California. And he was actually in California during all this happened. So now he's suing Macy's, Sunglass Hut, and also the facial recognition software company.
Who's good. Most responsible, you think?
Probably the facial recognition company.
You think so? That's yeah. where...
That was the technology that flagged him.
Right.
Okay. But, and then also you have Macy's and Sunglass Hut. I mean, yeah. horrible story. He's going to get a big settlement, obviously.
But still.
But it's just an example of tech gone bad.
I'd rather be broke than have that happen to me.
100%.
Buckets.
Okay. Meanwhile, in Delaware, a judge says, Elon, you can't make this much money. Okay. This is just not an annual salary that is in any type of corporate sphere.
How much does he make?
$56 billion.
That's his salary?
That's his total compensation package from Tesla.
Okay.
Okay. The board said they can't show evidence that it was fair, that this is not good.
He owns the company.
But come on.
So now this company is based in Delaware. So Delaware says they're not going to allow it. But meanwhile, Texas is like, come on over, dude.
We'll let you get over. Paid whatever you want.
Bring your buildings and your bags of money. Okay. You're welcome.
So now he is taking a vote on whether or not he should move the company to Texas.
Well, he's just starting that. He's opening that office in Austin.
Exactly. He's got a lot of space stuff going on in Texas, too. And finally, this, lastly, in Washington, everybody knows about Mark Zuckerberg, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Everybody was there. Senator Marsha Blackburn told Zuckerberg that Meta is trying to be the premier of sex trafficking site in the country. Mark Zuckerberg said that's ridiculous. Lindsey Graham said, you have a product that's killing people. You have blood on your hands. Then this is what's really going viral. Is Senator Josh Hawley, he said that, have you ever apologized?
Didn't he apologize?
Yes, he did. He just stood.
He stood up. Turn around.
Okay. And you think like the internet would be like all talking about this mm-hmm. yeah. with Mark Zuckerberg. Nope. Not at all.
Okay. I wonder why. I wonder why posts and comments about that aren't going viral on Facebook.
Not at all. No, they're talking about his hair. Mark Zuckerberg's hair. I think we have a couple of pictures of his hair that no longer does he look like Data from Star Trek, that he's actually looking like an adult male.
He looks like a human man.
Does
yes.
he look different?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got some hair. And he's not so pasty white.
He used to be bright white, like very, very short hair. He did look like Data. Good call.
Yeah, he did. And he's wearing a suit, not a hoodie.
Don't tell a difference.
So everybody, you know, he's got like this curly thing. You know why? I think he's getting a receding hairline.
Oh, so he's got to fluff it up.
Yeah, so he's fluffing it up.
Fill it in.
You
know,
you'd think like he could go get a hair transplant or something like this. Now, of course, nothing would be complete without a bad joke. Mm. I'm just telling you right now, this is a bad one. Are you ready?
I'm bracing myself.
If she's warning us.
I know. Do you think Mark Zuckerberg likes poetry?
I do. Or I don't. Which one do you need me to say?
He does. He never met a verse he didn't like. Oh. All right. Coming up, Andrew, you're going to talk about a professor's call for a more diverse robot.
Hashtag robots so white.
And Allie, you got that game on if it's clickbait or not. It's always so much fun. And then later at the end, we have some great tech tips that you don't want to miss here on Kim Komando Today.
Let me tell you about a revolutionary new mobile voicemail app. If you've got a business, your voicemail is probably filled with messages from customers. Often the messages don't contain all the details you need. But what if you were able to get visual information from your callers? That's something you can't do with a traditional audio voicemail box, but you can with Fillmore Productions Video Voicemail. With Fillmore Productions Video Voicemail, callers receive a link to download the mobile app. There, they can view important details about your business, watch videos about what you have to offer, and then leave you a video message. Actors and musicians can showcase what they do, and callers to medical practices or repair shops can report their issues visually. There are so many things that video voicemail can do for a business that makes audio voicemail a thing of the past. Discover what video voicemail can do for your business. Visit getvideovoicemail.com. That's getvideovoicemail.com. That's getvideovoicemail.com.
Hey, it's Kim Komando Today. It's your daily fun podcast. We're so glad that you're here joining us because after all, otherwise we would just be, I don't know, talking to ourselves, which is not a lot of fun, right?
I mean, I do it still.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So here's some comments. And we do read every single comment. Let's see. This is from Barb. Thank you, Barb. This was nice to really watch and listen. Never overscripted, very friendly, not combative. And
overscripted?
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's not even a script to be overscripted.
She says, I feel like a real audience member.
Oh,
isn't that nice?
That's very nice.
CB Brown writes, my first time watching the podcast instead of just listening. It's a much better experience.
I agree.
Let's see, KBB90 or whatever it is, says, I love the podcast, but watching the show is even better. You three have great chemistry. Allie has the best laugh ever. Okay.
Do you remember, I don't think you were here when one of our listeners said that my laugh sounds fake.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that.
Okay. Yeah.
Bad hair, fake laugh.
Yeah. Oh,
but
the
this,
worst.
This one You're actually, falling apart. But I like the way he closed this. Just say boobies. Okay.
And I laughed.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay. Now here's like user dash O2QS goes on and on and on.
Serious
on.
Member
okay.
here.
Yeah. It says, I don't like this new chit chat format of the podcast.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
That's all they said?
Yes. A Louser says underneath, agreed. Sounds like morning zoo radio.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's exactly what we're going for.
Right.
Thank you for
Mission
this.
Accomplished.
How fun and entertaining.
Yeah.
This is exactly what we're going for.
How
exactly.
dare you have fun. Get to the serious tech stuff.
Tech is serious.
Bum, 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 bum. All right. So talk to us about robots.
So there's a professor from Pittsburgh. Professor from Pittsburgh. Fun to say. That wrote a piece basically first starting with the question, how come robots are white? And he's literally talking about like toy robots and learning robots. They're that shiny, hard plastic.
It's a good point, actually. I mean, yeah.
Why do you think so?
Well, because we have diversity in mankind, but we don't have diversity in robots. They're all white.
These aren't humanoids, though, right? We're talking about the computer eye looking. They don't even have a mouth. It's just interactive robots, even machinery like robots at an Amazon factory. They have a big old white arm. Why?
Maybe just to be universal, so it's a choice you don't have to make.
That's basically what he said. Okay. Most of these are cookie cutter. They're made by the same four manufacturing companies in China. Then you buy it and you customize it yourself with software. But as we move forward into humanoid robots and robots interacting with us on a daily basis and everything that we do, we need to think about diversity. And this actually kind of sparked a debate online. A lot of people saying, absolutely, there should be a wide variety of humanoid robots when they become, a billion robots are going to be out there in 10 years, according to Elon Musk. And then others said, wait a minute, especially in America, if we had robots of color being bossed around by a bunch of white people, what's that going to remind you of?
Right.
And right now, there are a couple of African-American robots. There's one like Bin 86 is the first female. That was the other thing, too, with gender. How come all robots have a feminine appeal or a feminine touch or a feminine voice? Why is that? Is that comfortability? Is that something we need to think about as well? Do we need to have diversity when it comes to gender in robots? And I read that entire thing and all the comments and I saw some TikToks about it. And I was just like, robots don't have races or genders. They're machines.
Well, so does that little plant there. Is that a male or a female?
Exactly. There is no gender. I don't understand the hyper focus on it. I don't look at my oven and go, wow, is that a female oven or a male oven?
But your Alexa, your Siri, probably any other smart assistant you interact with has a female voice, right?
It does. But you can change it, right?
Have you?
No.
But do most people?
That's out of laziness.
I had an Australian guy for a while.
That's what I was going to say. I had that too.
Yes.
Yeah. And was your experience any different?
I was hoping like it would have been like Pierce Bronson, like, but
you were hoping it was stimulating and you got nothing from it.
Regional content.
Unavailable. But I do think because it's going to become a marketplace that of course diversity is going to be involved because you know, just like a Barbie doll comes in every shape, size and color and gender.
But let me tell you, Allie knows this. I don't know if you know this, but we did an interview not too long ago. Not going to say the guy's name.
Okay.
And he has built his own robots.
Okay.
He goes in the basement, honest to goodness, and builds robots. Okay. And he built one female robot. Let's just say her name is Mary.
Got it.
Okay. And Mary is correct.
Anatomically?
Yes. Okay. And he went on Amazon and he gave her a face and bought a mask. And
was
put
she
a mask
pretty?
And with a wig.
She's a little spooky.
Okay. Very spooky looking.
Yeah.
And she calls him daddy.
She looks like she was made in a basement by a man who bought her face on Amazon.
Okay. So like Buffalo Bill style here we're talking. Okay.
And then Mary got lonely. So she has a sister now, Jane.
Jane?
Who also calls him daddy.
Well, he created them.
Sure.
Technically, they are his father.
Okay, let me tell you something. There's some creepy stuff going on in that basement.
But that's going to happen too.
The minute Kim came upstairs from recording that interview, I said, Kim, what do you think happens?
I'm like, I don't want to know.
Was it a full body?
Oh, yes, 100%.
So what you're saying is he's making sweet, sweet love to his basement robots.
And I'm like, does your wife approve of this?
Did he hate out a wife?
Yes, upstairs.
Oh, good for this guy, pulling three in. Nice.
I got the feeling she's maybe like, go play with the robots, honey. Exactly. You know?
As long as I don't have to talk to you. But that's going to be part of the future of robots as well. I mean, every technology, whether either starts or moves into, goes to porn.
You know, it's been going on. It's been going on. I mean, I remember when I was the editor of Popular Mechanics magazine. And one of the writers pitched me a story and I'll never forget this. And I was in New York at the time and he comes in and he's like, this is going to be a great story. And it's about, how people, when they are living far away, that they can strap on something and have sex with somebody who's on the other side of the country. And it's called teledildonics.
They needed to spend more money on the marketing.
I think it's perfect.
And I sat there, I'm like, I'll never forget. I'm like, teledildonics? I've never heard of anything like that.
Next time a stranger asks me what I do, I'm going to say I work in the teledildonics industry.
I do imports and exports.
You know, I'm sitting there thinking like, I can't take this to the publisher's time. His name is Joseph. Like, I don't think I can take this to Joseph. I mean, we're really talking about like, auto tech or something like that.
We joke about that now, but now that's commonplace. I mean, there are online forums where women are inserting devices that are being controlled by someone halfway across the world.
Okay, that I just don't understand.
It's money. It's for profit. It's what it's there for.
Yeah, but...
it includes a but. humanoid robots are going to go in this direction,
of
whether
course.
We like it or not.
Yes. No, but It's like, you know, you just don't have sex to have sex. I mean, there's the physical component, but I mean, there's the intimacy, the warmth, the compassion.
Absolutely.
But what if it's a person that doesn't have either? They'll probably go for just the physical, right?
There is a need. I'm sure you guys have talked about incels and the incel community online. There is a need. I wouldn't be interested. I mean, you can go right now. You can spend $5,000 on a real doll.
We talked about that on the show once, and I spent way too long on the real doll website. It's crazy.
Those are really weird.
And now they're going to start talking back, and that's what
they
people
do already.
Want.
Yeah.
Oh, they already do.
They have a version, yeah.
But you know, but they're not $5,000. I mean, they're like, some of these are like $25,000-$40,000.
Just to masturbate. That's a ton of money.
No, it's your girlfriend and or wife.
You know, and there's one guy, I think he's, you know, it's always in Japan where he like takes her out on dates and stuff like that. It's like, you know what? I'm going to go to Japan in March. Maybe I should look for this guy.
You should try and do a sit down with him. Okay.
You know what? I'm going to ask Maddie if she can find him.
Tell him you'll buy dinner for all three of you.
Ours will be cheap.
Yeah, it's just be some motor oil.
I'll tell you what. Yeah. A battery charger. Exactly. That's all it is. All right. And on that happy note, hey, listen, when we come back, Allie's got this fun game. We have done this on the Kim Komando show where she gives headlines and then you try to guess what it's about. You definitely don't want to miss this. It's really a kick in the pants. And then, of course, we have some great tips at the end. And of course, you're going to laugh a few more times. So don't leave us now.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today. It's your daily fun podcast about all things digital. Just a quick reminder, two things. The easiest way for us to grow the podcast is by what? You telling at least one person about the podcast. So if you're watching the video, give us some comments. Make sure you hit that share button just to one person. And then also number two, make sure that you enter to win a brand new PC or Mac valued at $1,000. And how do you enter to win? Glad you asked. That's komando.com/win. All right, Al, what do you got?
Okay, I heard you two talking about the Daily Mail and the great headlines they have. And I remembered The Sun. Have you visited thesun.co.uk?
I mean, I've probably been linked there before, but never intentionally.
So think about the Daily Mail and then ramp the level of clickbait up.
It's okay. Awful.
Even more.
It's awful.
And yeah, so I went through the tech headlines to find some good ones. I'm going to read the headline. I need you two to guess, what are they talking about?
All right, so the content of the story.
Yes.
All right.
We'll start with this one. WhatsApp users will never lose important messages again after this life-saving update.
Life-saving update?
Spoiler, this isn't the first life-saving update.
Okay. All right, say it again.
WhatsApp users will never lose important messages again with this latest life-saving update.
Is it like a type of backup?
Okay.
I'm going to say that they save your messages longer inside of the app than they were before.
You know, those are great guesses and maybe actually life-saving. No, it's just that you can pin messages now.
Oh, no.
What?
Wait, I'm sorry.
Who cares?
Wait, it's life-saving because I can pin a message on the top?
Well, what if it was a pinned message to where you're, what's that thing called when you have an anaphylactic?
EpiPen.
Yeah, your EpiPen location.
No, I can just imagine someone in hospice laying there and they're like, I wish I could make it. And they're like, Dad, you can pin your messages now on WhatsApp. I can. He just starts running across the room.
Dun, 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 dun.
We did it.
Yes.
Okay. iPhone owners are just realizing they can save money each month with a lesser known downgrade trick.
Okay. Wait. Okay. iPhone owners.
I'm confused.
Which, I know, they're really long too. Okay. iPhone, and I'm cutting out some words. Oh, okay. iPhone owners are just realizing they can save money with this lesser known downgrade trick.
Lesser known downgrade trick.
Oh, a lesser.
Switch to a flip phone?
Lesser known.
Lesser known.
Yeah. Lesser known downgrade. Low power mode?
That's a really good guess. No, maybe you shouldn't pay for unlimited data. That's the suggestion.
That's dumb.
Maybe. They weren't even positive that you should. Maybe. I don't know. Give it a shot.
Okay, that's just dumb.
Kim,
okay.
I know. People are just discovering, are we seeing a trend here? People are just discovering an overlooked Wi-Fi hack that can instantly speed up their internet connection.
Put a password on it so that's no one else can use it.
That's a good one.
Just discovering an unknown Wi-Fi hack. Put the router in a high location.
No, it's closing tabs.
These are the worst.
And I'm hoping the body of the article just says close your tabs.
Oh, no.
There's nothing else.
No. This
is 2,000 words yes, of quality it content.
It is.
Okay, we'll do a couple more. I have finally started using Netflix's top free perk that only 1% of subscribers know about.
Top free perk?
Top free perk.
Oh, my gosh. Only 1% know about it.
Is this regional content?
The 1% of the 1%? I have no idea.
Wait.
The search feature.
Okay.
Oh, something in your profile?
It's games. We all know that there are games. We just don't want to play them.
No, we don't.
We're not turning on Netflix to play games.
No,
I'm not
going to
play a game
that.
With my Amazon remote.
No.
Okay, one more. iPhone and Android users warned of a money-saving trick that can cause lasting damage, and you're probably guilty of it.
Oh, wait. This is a great one.
I was warned Kim that wants I'm going to put that on commando. Money. Wait,
you know what? This is a great, we should use this at commando. Oh my God. This is a great title. All right. Say it again, Al.
iPhone and Android users warned of money-saving battery trick that can cause lasting damage.
Money-saving battery trick.
Using generic cables.
Okay. That can cause lasting damage. Well, fire is a damage.
Fire bad.
fire is bad.
Wow. I'm not, you know, I'm leave it plugged in all the time.
That's a good guess. You were right.
Whoa.
We got one.
Oh, point, baby.
Okay. Here, wait. We have to do a sound effect. Ding, 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 ding.
Make sure we save that so she never has to do that again.
Well, because you know what? When we start getting sponsors, we can get like real sound effects.
Yeah.
But until then, we can't afford them.
This one's not tech, it's science, but I have to do it because hold your nose. Experts reveal what space really smells like. Okay, what did they say Uranus smells like?
Farts.
Raspberries.
It's farts.
It's farts?
Yes.
Is it farts?
It's farts. The top space smells, according to people who have been in space, gunpowder, burnt meat, metal, rum, rotten eggs, pee, and farts.
Space is gross. Space. Let's stay away from
space
Mars.
Space is gross.
I've heard that outer space tastes like raspberries.
What?
Yeah, Coca-Cola made a new soda. And it's a raspberry flavored soda and it's themed after outer space because space tastes like raspberries.
I think you just got hoodwinked by some marketing.
I've never heard that.
Tastes just like space.
I'll research it.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about 80% of the things I say.
These are from the people who brought us blue raspberry. Right. Not a fruit.
Not at all.
Not at all. Oh, gosh. Farts.
Smells like farts in space.
You know, have you ever wanted to go to space?
No.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Would you go?
I would. If I was older, my kids were older and I had the opportunity. Absolutely. You don't want to go to space?
Space is terrifying.
It's so.
Well, truly but you're afraid of heights.
It's not even that. It's the vastness. And so much could go wrong.
I think it's so unknown that it can't be terrifying.
Too philosophical. It's terrifying. I feel the same way about deep under, like deep sea.
Oh, I'm so curious about deep sea.
Oh my gosh.
Here's the thing though. You have the opportunity. You get in a ship and it's just going to go. You're never coming back, but you're going to find out what's out there. You're not curious enough to go.
You're never coming back?
You're never coming back.
Are you waiting until you're like real, real old?
But you're all, no, because I want to go as far as possible.
What about all the people you care about? What about your children?
Yes.
I'll say goodbye.
He's made his peace with this.
But I want to know. You don't want to know?
I'm going to let you go
and
you report back to us.
And I can hook you up to a machine and we'll at least get out of the galaxy. You don't want to know what's on the other side?
No, I'm going to hang here.
Yeah, I'm going to keep reading my sci-fi books. And stay. That's the other thing. I've read too many sci-fi space books. Okay. Things always go wrong.
Always. It's always bad.
I'll see you guys later.
All right.
I'm leaving the Milky Way.
All right. Coming up, we have some tech tips. I can't believe you said Uranus and farts in the same sentence, Allie.
It was scientific. She told you it was a scientific story.
All right. So we have some great tech tips. These are like total life changers that will make a difference in your life.
Is this podcast clickbait?
Yes.
And will save you forever, make your thighs thinner, and give you more hair on your head if you're a guy. And what else?
Or a lady. Well, you're probably guilty of these mistakes.
And you don't want to make them again.
No, and my tip will solve all erectile dysfunction.
All?
No, actually none. It's about my oven.
Maybe some.
And so for Randy, who's listening in Utah, stay right where you are.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
Hey, listen, it's Kim Komando today. We're so glad that you're here with us because, after all, it is our Daily Fun podcast. And we need your help to help spread the word. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, Andrew, give our listeners and viewers like the best pitch on why they need to help us get more listeners and viewers.
Because if you love this show, and we don't grow the audience, the show goes away because this isn't free. That plant costs money. These microphones that Kim broke right before he went on the air cost money. And we need a bigger audience to stay on the air.
You know,
that's actually pretty good.
That was actually pretty. I was feeling like a little like PBS type of fuel vibes out of that.
We will send you a tote bag as well. Yeah, he was a little angry.
Now, what about you, Al?
PBS, but make it mad. I like to share things that I enjoy, and I think most people do. So if you really like something, if you're watching this every day because you like it, tell your friends about it, and then you'll have somebody to talk to.
Odds are they're going to like it too.
Yeah. They are. Everybody's going to love it. Yeah. And then you'll like, then your friend will look at you and your family will say like, you are so smart.
Thank you so
See,
much.
See, you get the cred.
You're amazing.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to pass along some tips here, like this one. Times New Roman. That is the best font to use when you're printing. You know why?
No.
It's because you will get 30% more pages printed using that font over Arial.
Oh. Is that true?
No, I'm just making this crap up.
Oh, I thought you were okay. Making it up.
It's got the thin little lines.
Is that why it's the default?
Sometimes it's the default. But
I do everything in Times Roman because it's just there.
No, when we start printing web pages, it's probably Helvetica or Arial, which is going to... So when you're printing at home, you want to use Times New Roman.
What do you think the most pleasing font to the eye is?
Comic Sans.
Oh,
I was going to go with the Wingdings.
I just like those shapes.
Yeah.
I like Helvetica.
I don't even know. I just do everything in New Times Roman because it's the first one there. It's just the
You
default.
Asked this font question and you don't know anything about fonts, do you?
Nothing.
Okay. I'm a Roboto gal.
Are you?
That's I like Roboto.
And then didn't Microsoft, they just got rid of a font.
They didn't get rid. They changed. 17 years, they had the same default font. And they just changed it.
Changed it to what?
It was like Cambria?
Calibre. Calibre was the... Calibre? That was the old one. Okay. And now it's called like Aptos or something. It looks almost exactly the same. Oh, so everybody kind of feels it. Like they got punked.
Sure. Yeah.
Now it's just, our new font. You know font. What? They just feel like they're fonted up.
We were going good there. We had a whole segment without one of those jokes.
All right. What do you got?
So, have you ever heard of Yorkshire pudding?
Yeah.
So, yes. I was on TikTok, saw a recipe for it. I was like, those look cool. And I could, you know, cut some fruit up, put it in there, put some whipped cream on top. The kids would love it. So, I decided to make them. Go to the oven. And what you need to do is you need to get a baking sheet and then a cupcake tin. And you fill the cupcake tins with oil. And then you heat that oil up. And once it's hot, then you put in the dough and bake it.
Okay.
Well, so, it kind of fries?
Yeah, almost. Okay. I did it wrong and I got the oil way too hot.
Oh no.
And it bubbled over and literally burned the protective coating in the bottom of my oven.
Oh my God.
Didn't you smell anything?
Well, yeah. I mean.
Smelled like burnt. Yeah. Smelled like gunpowder.
And I got it cleaned up. And then the next time I went to bake something, it had already made a little, it was a little dink in the armor, and it just kept growing and growing and burning and burning and burning. So I needed to get a new base to my oven. So I go on a website. That's not a common thing. You can't just go to Best Buy and grab a base to the oven because I don't want to buy a whole new oven. There's no reason to.
Sure.
Found this website that had the part right there, gave my credit card. I don't know why I get scammed so much online.
Because you went to ovenbottoms.com.
And they sent me an email. It should be there in 7 to 10 days. 7 to 10 days later, we're sorry. You get an email. We're sorry for the delay. Your oven bottom is being delayed. It'll be another 7 to 10 days. Another 20. Now I'm 20 days in. Get another email. We're having a parts problem.
Your bottom's coming soon.
Would you like a refund or wait for the... And I'm like, this is the only place I could find it. So I waited again. Another email. It's being delayed. It wasn't exist. It was not a real website. It was all fake. They stole my money. And they were trying, they're sending these emails, I guess, to get it past the point that you can go to your bank and dispute the charge.
Oh, tell me you didn't. Tell me you did not use your debit card for this.
I did not.
Okay.
I used a credit card. Right. Yes.
Okay.
So I was like, well, I still need an oven bottom. And I found this website, appliancepartspro.com.
No shade to them, but also sounds a little bit fake.
But it's legit.
Okay, good.
I did the search. You know, you take the website and you put it in that machine that tells you if it's legit or not.
Good for
if
you.
It's safe. Well, I already gotten ripped off for being an idiot.
Yeah, that's fair.
And they have 2.1 million parts for every appliance. They have every single booklet that you can print on PDF or just save as PDF for literally every appliance. I went in there. I've ordered my new oven bottom. And it's now going to come because I finally bought one through a legitimate website.
How much does an oven bottom cost?
It's like in the $80 range.
You wasted like a month and $100 because of a TikTok recipe.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
And my stupidity and inability to bake.
Well, you know what? You're not the only one. Because when you were talking about the oven, so the place in Maui that I've sold, but I did a total remodel.
Okay.
And so, you know, everything was just so beautiful. I'm like, okay, we are going to have Thanksgiving dinner. We're going to bring over the whole family in Maui. So do the whole thing. Everybody's there. And I went to Whole Foods in Kahului and I got this, you know, organic turkey and everything's going great. And I bring it home and I'm stuffing the turkey and I preheat the oven and I throw the turkey in there. And then I'm thinking, something's a little stinky in here. Doesn't exactly smell like turkey.
Sure.
Okay. So I forgot to take off the protective coating.
Oh, film no.
On the inside.
Plastic
did it
turkey.
Glue to the inside?
Just about.
Yeah.
Okay. So now I've got like 12 people on Thanksgiving.
And a poisoned turkey.
Well, luckily I smelt it, the turkey was only in there for like, I don't know, like 10, 15 minutes.
Okay.
So I called called a friend of mine and I said, you know, this is what happened and I've got to cook a turkey. And she's like, not a problem. I'm having an open house like 10 minutes from you.
Oh, that's great.
I'll come by and instead of making, you know, the house smelling like cookies, it'll smell like turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm like, okay. So I hand her off the turkey. Okay. And she goes to the open house and she's like, well, I'll bring it back when the open house is done. I'm like, oh, this is beautiful. So, you know, so like, I don't know, 6 hours goes by. I call her. I'm like, you know, where's the turkey? She's like, oh, crap. I forgot.
Was it still sitting in the oven at the open house?
Was the turkey edible?
Right.
No, it was turkey jerky. it was so bad.
Did you ruin the oven?
No, I was able to.
You were able to get off?
Yeah. Okay. But so now we moved into this house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, first thing I'm doing, I'm like, okay, we just take all this
peel that off.
Take all this crap out right now. Right now. All right. What do you got for a tip, Elle?
A really clickbait headline for my tip is I made $5,000 in 2 minutes yesterday.
Oh.
No.
Really? Honestly? Okay.
You sell plasma?
Did you sell your bottom?
Right. I went to ovenbottoms.com. No, Andrew, you don't know this, but 2021, 22, my husband and I got into crypto. We were crypto people. And I have not touched most of my stuff for a really long time. My husband said, hey, I got airdropped, which is basically when you get someone finds something in your wallet and says, hey, since you have this, maybe you have Andrew Coin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming out with Ally Coin. I want everybody who has Andrew Coin to get some. So I give you some for free.
Yeah. You told us about this a couple of weeks ago.
Exactly.
Okay. So airdrops. I looked in my wallet. There were two. that were not there before, $5,000 in value. One of them is like $3,500 and the other one's about $15,000 that I got for free.
Do they
free.
Know that I'm your friend?
Did you cash out?
Yeah. I have not yet.
Well, we haven't made a dime.
Well, I'm going to. I will.
It could be plummeting right now during the show.
It could be worth like zero.
Yeah.
No, it won't be worth zero. We all know
the history of Alicoin. It never keeps its value.
Well, I'll let you know how they go. But the take home tip here is if you had a crypto phase and you still have a wallet.
I do.
That is connected to the internet. Go check it. Okay. You have a, yeah.
Yes. I have a cold wallet.
Where do you keep your wallet?
I see.
It's just connected to my browser.
So I have a MetaMask wallet, but I also have like a Coinbase account. You're not going to get airdrops.
No, not to Coinbase. This has to be like a wallet that's attached to your browser.
Okay.
I actually closed my Coinbase account because I don't trust them.
Why don't you trust them?
I don't know. I just, you know.
Well, she heard me say how much money we lost in FTX.
Yes. And,
how much did you lose in FTX?
Not a lot to say.
Did you really lose the money or did you lose the gains?
It could have been a Mercedes. Let's just put it that way.
Lost money.
You lost actual money.
Well, because FTX, the whole scam.
Right.
Yeah, they just shut down. They didn't have any money to pay people out.
They were busy buying their own penthouses and yachts. And
madness.
He needs to go away for a long time. I think he's going to.
Yeah, probably. Yes. He's going to blame it all on his girlfriend. Then she'll go away for a long time.
You know what? I know this is going to sound really mean.
Okay.
But he could have done better than her.
I think she's cute.
Oh, I don't think she's cute at all.
She's a little mousy. I think she's cute.
No.
I got to go look her up. I don't remember what she looks like.
She's cute and mousy.
In that, she's cute in a mousy way.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, Kim, I mean, look at him.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like, come on.
I mean, he's got a fro.
Okay, so tomorrow here on Kim Komando Today, we have a special guest. She has a lot of implants, chip implants.
Yeah. Did you know she's married? Who she was married to?
Yeah, big time magician.
Yeah, I didn't know. The Amazing Jonathan.
Yes.
I grew up in the 90s watching Comedy Central and they just run his special on a loop. Oh, he's hilarious.
Yeah, he was, you know what he was. And so, and before she came on, I thought this, Maddie came in, she's like, she's so afraid like you guys are going to rip her apart.
I saw that email, yeah.
No.
And we're like, and Maddie's like, no, we don't rip people apart here.
No.
We're not.
Unless you're sleeping with your robot in a basement. We would be kind.
But we didn't even air that.
We didn't air it.
Oh, that's very kind.
Yeah.
We didn't air it.
Well, because you were creeped out, not because you were sensitive to his feelings.
Well,
why not both?
It was a little bit of both. I mean, it was like everybody's like, oh, this is not good. No.
I was actually wondering, like her implants, what do they do? Like,
oh
what
my
does
gosh.
All the tech in her do?
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah, she can like open doors, like her car, pay for things.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're all like, they do different things. It's pretty cool.
So she's going to be really interesting to talk to. So that's tomorrow. And so before we leave, just want to thank everybody for being here. It's been an incredible ride. We've been doing this now for a little bit over a week. And I think it's going pretty well.
Well, you said it's been an incredible ride. That's usually how you say goodbye.
Oh, no, we're not saying goodbye.
Okay, so this right, is I just the... want to make sure.
No,
we're not saying goodbye. We're not.
We just got started.
We are just getting started. So be sure, again, tell at least one person about the podcast video feed, because as Andrew so astutely mentioned, is that, you know, we do have bills to pay.
Yeah.
And he likes to get paid. And
someone had to buy this cup, okay? Someone had to pay for it.
We need
viewers.
If we don't get more viewers, we might have to just sell that on eBay.
All right. You want to kiss it or lick it or something so it's more valuable?
She already did. Just put it in the description. That's fine. Anything in this building, she's licked.
That's mine.
That's awful.
Sorry, Kim.
All right. On that happy note, we'll see you tomorrow.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.